is calling from Seattle. Hello, Carl.
Dr. Sherman?
Yes, Carl?
Yeah, this is Carl, yeah.
Oh, hi, Carl. What can I do for you?
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I heard Dr. Wright has been talking about niacin or niacinamide.
Yes.
And I got some, it says here niacin 500 milligram, NE, and then it says down at the bottom is niacinamide. Now, which is which?
Well, look at the label again. How much is niacin and how much is niacinamide?
It just says 500 milligram niacin, 500 milligram NE. That's it.
NE.
But it says niacinamide on the front, too.
Huh. Well, the main difference to be concerned about is niacin, of course, creates a flush. So when you're taking even over 50 milligrams of straight niacin, you can get a flush, which is a dilation of the capillaries in your skin, and you can break into a sweat. And it's one of the best ways to perform a detox, especially if you're combining that with a sauna. But it can be alarming for some people, especially if they're not used to it. So some niacin products also have an extended release or a sustained release of the niacin, and that works a little bit better in slowing down the absorption. But I find a lot of people, even with the sustained release niacin, they flush from it. Anything over 100 milligrams of that typically does that. So, but niacinamide, there are some advantages. You do a much higher dose, and without getting the side effects of the flushing. And niacinamide has also been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier, so it helps with different neurologic and brain issues, including focus and schizophrenia and all kinds of things.
Yeah, because on the directions it says suggestion one capsule at 500 milligram, and if I'm not sure, I don't want, because Dr. Wright mentions take at least 1,500 a day.
So of the niacinamide, right.
Yeah, right. So if this is only niacin, I don't want to take 1,500 of that, right?
Well, no, absolutely, yeah. I look at niacin as a whole different animal than niacinamide. And, you know, it can be used to help with your serum lipids, to help drop cholesterol and triglycerides. But like I said, you want to be careful of too much of that, definitely.
Yeah, it says on the front niacinamide, but then look at the back label, it says niacin 500 milligram and NE capital letters.
Huh, I'm not sure what the NE stands for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they don't have niacin on the front part of that supplement too. So.
Well, I have to go back with them and check what's going on there. Yeah, this is. I don't want to make sure I don't not take 1,500 milligram if it's only niacin. You know.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and we're big believers in niacinamide for osteoarthritis, and that can take up to 1,500 milligrams twice a day.
Yeah.
And of course, you can never do that much in the form of niacin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll go check on that. I'll double check, make sure that it takes. Now, do you have this in your store, the niacinamide?
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
How many milligrams would that be then? Do you have 1,500 or more?
Yep, we have 500, 1,000, 1,500. It's
okay. I'll check.
We go through a lot of that.
I'll check with them then. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call, Carl.